After 4 credit downgrades in 8 months, Alaska received some good news today. S&P Global will not lower the state's credit rating, at least for now. That announcement came as something of a surprise. S&P warned in June that if lawmakers couldn't come up with a long-term budget solution, it would likely knock down Alaska's credit rating within 90 days. But S&P analyst John Sugden says Governor Bill Walker's decision to veto $1.3 billion in spending, including half of residents' PFD checks, bought the state some breathing room.
While there isn't permanent reform and there's just still a long-term structural imbalance, we feel the actions taken by the governor and the legislature buy Alaska some time while they sort out how they're going to bring their budget back into balance.
A lower credit rating makes it more expensive for the state and communities to borrow money, and it's a signal to markets about the strength of state finances. S&P first downgraded Alaska from its highest AAA rating in January. That was followed by downgrades from the two other major rating firms, Moody's and Fitch. Alaska still holds a solid AA-plus rating from S&P, largely because of its major savings accounts. But in its report, the agency warned that if lawmakers do not agree on some kind of structural fiscal reform in the coming session, that rating is likely to drop.